want to give me a tough test. He holds the guy that says, Shalom, the lachas of Shuas, we stop from the Shredish Leben. So, the lachas of Olim Tayyim have always something specific to it. Roshana has it in Yom Shofar, Yom Kippur has it in Yom Tainus, Sukkot has Sukkot and Dalaminim, Yom Kippur has a Tainus, Pesach has nothing in common to Yom. So, Shuas is the only thing that does not have something symbolic to it, something mukut for it, that's for Klai Yisrael. Only it has it for the Beis Mikdash, the Kabbonis, but Klai Yisrael there's nothing mukut for them. However, in the Menhagim, it's brought down in Simon Tov Tzedek Daled, the three things that are mukut that Klai Yisrael does do, or partial of Klai Yisrael does. One thing in the Shavua, in the beginning, it's a cotton aleph, examines that we are basically Mechayah the ganze night, the whole entire night, Klai Yisrael is Oisking Torah. The second meaning, we are moving down in the Sef Gimel, is Noigim L'shtoyach Asovim V'shulis Beit HaKnesses V'abatim Zeich L'Simchus Matan Torah, is a meaning to spread our grass and shulis, and shul Zeich L'Simchus Matan Torah. The third meaning is Noigim B'Kamim M'Koymus or B'Chol M'Koymus L'Echol M'Chol L'Echol V'Yom Mishin Shol Shulis, and eat the milchiks on shulis. Now the reasons for it, why we eat milchiks, looking back to Torah, being down 14 different reasons, looking at the Shavua on the page, on the Zekel, they're being down 5 different reasons, not meaning we went to have milchiks, to have it at night, or during the day, during the Kiddush, one meal, two meals. That's one of the other meaning of being up on at night, that the Shavua brings out among our wrong, is because a ticket that we receive the Torah, Hashbrocha had to wake us up, therefore we have to sack the Indian, be up all night learning Torah. Then the meaning of putting out a sovereign in the basic necessities of our batim. Why? Zeich the simplest matter Torah. Now this meaning is brought down by the Ramon 500 years ago, but the Baker Yosef already brings down this meaning that Ahomon Rosh told the Stach HaShverish that Klai Yisrael that knowing to what the Shtoyach of sovereign Batzeres. This meaning is already over 2,400 years old already to put our sovereign inside our shoes, inside our houses. That's not from some of the Ramon. Now, what's pshat in this meaning? Again, Ramon says Zeich the simplest matter Torah. Explains the Mishnah Berurah according to Lavosh, because by Matan Torah there was a sovereign, there was grass around Har Sinai, like it says in the Pasuk, "Alkein Bakar Ali Ro." Therefore, for this Indian, we have a sovereign around our house, grass on the floor. Therefore, Erech Nami will cause to be the simple remembering the Indian of Matan Torah. The words sound like "Noigim L'Shtoyach Hasov" means you throw grass literally on the floor. Never seen a minhag done. People have sovereign on the floor, but that's the words of the Ramah. There's a second meaning of the Mogharvam in Sekhot and Hebe Yizam, to have Ilonis, to have trees put up inside your house. The reason Mogharvam says is because Yaskiru Shabbat Seres and Dodim al Peres Ilon, to remember the Indian that Shmuz is being judged upon the Peres of the trees, therefore we'll have in the house, be Spalo Alei, all down for the having a Peres for the whole entire year. We're being judged now, we have trees, we'll remember all down for it. So first we discuss which type of trees.
Is there water in your house and is it sure the food?
This is the meaning, this is what they did. No. This is what we're saying. I said, which tree exactly we should have? So they discussed if it should be a dark fruit tree or not, or even strak, because of Bayah Baal Tashlis, we won't say that we should have even strak, not even Paris. Fine, the meaning was to have Paris upon it. This one was brought down by the Ali Rabban, the Chok Yakar, the Be'eritim, Shulchan Aruch. They bring down this meaning. The Mishmur, when he brings it down, he's moist, he brings down the grove. The Gua bit on minig zeh, why mishum sha'achshav huchok ha'amim lahamid ilonis b'chag shalem. The Gua was mevat this minig, because that's what they're doing on their chok ha'amim. Kidu on Xmas, they're being trees in the house, into their temples, and therefore since going with mice they have it in their Yom Tovim, therefore mevat on this minig. Mishmur is bringing out from the Chayotim, it says it's from the shame of the Gua. Now first, the two separate minhagim. Again, this minig of Ramoth having a sovereign from back away at the time of Hamad HaRosho. Then we have the meaning of having Ilonis. Which one was the Goyim Mevatel? Grass or Ilonis trees? Which one is Mevatel? The words in front of us is that is Mevatel the Inn of Ilonis. As far as Pasha, the only thing the Goyim do, they put Ilonis on Xmas, they have trees. They don't put grass inside the houses. So I'll be sorry, you want a time. The only thing in Mevatel is the meaning of having Ilonis. The Yisrael Mezamun of Malayla, Yibel says about the meaning of Mevatel is only Ilonis, and not a song. It's brought down that way, also the Sefer Mishnah Halacha and the Baksha Torah brings it down that way. The only thing Mevatel is in it of Ilonis and Nana Sofim. Maisav comes down that way, Tzorach Hinam Minig. People, Maisav, and Nana Sofim have a Sofim. So I'm already, it's back down all the way from over 2,000 years ago. No one has a Sofim. People do they have maybe, they do have, maybe not whole trees, but they have branches. That also the going to say Mevatel. There are others one time, if I care, that once the going was Mevatel in it of Ilonis, the words that are for Shulchan is Mibakul Sayyidun and Sayyidun. Why? It could be because a Sovereign is all, it's all part of one and Hondra, what's David to have Imams inside the house. Therefore, the Rosh Hashulchan in Tav Tzadik Dalav and Siv Vav says also Mevatel Sayyim Onis and Sayyim Sovereign. It doesn't call the Goyim, but Moshe says it means the Goyim. Who did the Sefer Kutum and Maiser Rav learned the same thing in Ramo. Also that Mevatel both Menogim. But actually, that there are two ways to understand what exactly the Goyim was Mevatel. Now, Kiddur again, Harbik Lysol, are not like that way. They do put branches inside the houses. Now, if you don't put an asovin, that means you assume it's mevatel asovin, you assume it's mevatel the branches. That's a koshkin. The Maisa Harvik Paisel do put branches inside the houses, inside the shuls. The Chur, they're coming to argue on the going. The Sholomesh and the Maisa, they argue on the going, and the Masham, and all the Zayas disagree with the going. They tell that there's no makor to mevatel this minik. And to understand this, we have to go back and understand what is the Yisrael Machloikis, or what is the Geto of Amlocha of the Isser of Chukas Amen. They should not go in the ways of Goyim. First, this din is wrote down in the Torah at five different places. There's a pasuk in Achimois, it says, Ukosei Mois Aleichu. The ways of Goyim you should not go. This is how the Sefer and the pasuk brings it down and says you should not go in the ways of the Goyim. The second pasuk in Kedoshim, Lois Aleichu, the Chukas Agoyim. That's how the Rambam in Lois Asei Lama brings it down on that pasuk. The Chinuch Mitzvah Reisan of Beis brings it down. The Agoyish Sag does ask why they bring down the Pasuk in Kedoshim and not Achimois on the second Pasuk, Sisa Chukas Amim, and not the first Pasuk. Unless they bring it down only on the second Pasuk. The third Pasuk in Mishpatim is Loitasik Masayim, that's Pasuk the Bahag brings down and the Re'im brings down. Fourth Pasuk is in Re'im, Yisham Lacha Apet, Nakash Achreim, also the Rishonim bring down. The fifth Pasuk is a Pasuk in Kedoshim, Va'atul Eschem Min Amim. That pasuk is brought down by the Rambam in Yad and in the Smag and Lois Asay. He also brings down this Indian that the Ba'atam and Amim should not be not go the ways of going. Five separate psukim, be marking yourself from the Indian of going. All the minor mitzvahs, the mice that count as the Isser to go in the ways of going, except the Smag, so it's being one of the Smag, does not have any of the psukim. The mice that everyone else brings it down, the Ba'atam is the Isser. Now, which going are we talking about? Talking about Zayin Amin, or talking about Dafka Oyvid of Zoro, Catholics, or we're talking about even Ishmaelim, even people who are not Oyvid of Zoro. Which going is Isser of Chukas Amin? So there is a Machloikis, Rishonim and Paiskim, and we'll go with accepting the Psak, the Rivash and Shuvah, and Simi Kuft and Ches, he's a Shuvah about Ishmaelim specifically, and he assumes Kapashas about even Ishmaelim as Nicholas Isser of Chukas Amin, Lois Aleichu. Who did the Tashbats and Shuvah and Chel Gimel and Simi Kuft and Gimel says the same thing. And the one time of the Achronim is Psham, the Rambam, and the Smag. The Rambam and the Smag, they bring down one Pasuk for Oyed and Moisif, Va'atul Eschem Mina Amin. You should separate yourself Mina Amin. Why do you end in? Add in an extra Pasuk. Va'atul Eschem Mina Amin. Says the Rish Moshe and the Void Samelech, why Mina Amin means all Goyim. All of the Pasuk you might find is Dafka Avoid Zoro. Should not go on the Chukas the Goyim or Akma Avoid Zoro. The extra Pasuk, Va'atul Eschem Mina Amin from the nations, means all the nations, whether over the Bazaar, whether not, whether Ishmael, Ichlam is still, you have to mark yourself and not go in the ways of all going. People again, even though there are Cholkim, Malacha, the Psak, it seems to be that the Isser of going the way of going is saying over the Bazaar and to say Ishmael, all going is the Isser of going their ways. Now what's the get of the Isser? Marik in Tshuva, in Church, Peches, he explains, he has two Yisraelis, the Isser is. He basically said the Isser of Chukas and the Isser of Goyim. Chukas Goyim, the Isser is both things, two separate things. Word Be'adav, the word Chukah, Chayik means what Gzeres HaMelech. Something that makes no sense, B'lit Tam, Chayik is why Hashem says do it, we do it. So if you do something that makes no sense, the Goyim do, you're even Isser of Chukas Goyim. If you do something that has no sense, then they do that one Zohar. They do things B'lit Tam, you cannot do it B'lit Tam. Why? You cannot follow them. The Isser of Chayik. The second chesaron and goyim, things that goyim do, why goyim do it? Because in the pritzis of chesaron and tznius, in the of gaim, what goyim do, they do gaim and they have pritzis, that yidin cannot do also. Two separate things. A yidin cannot do something that does b'lit tam that goyim do. And they cannot do something that goyim do because they're goyim, because chesaron and tznius, two separate chesaronis, again, b'lit tam and chesaron and tznius. A person cannot attract attention. Why? That's malach of goyim. This, therefore, the Marika Chuba is talking about a doctor, if he can wear a long robe, the doctors in those times wore, when they gave to our times, the doctor wear a white lab coat that going with mice to wear. So he says, Meistens ist der Tag zu weird. What's the time? We're doing it to show you a doctor, you're doing it for COVID, you're doing it for a moment. But always no son and sneers. So said the Marek, Avadi can wear it. What's the problem wearing it? Even though going to it, so what? You have a time. No son and sneers, and Avadi can wear it. No problem. This Marek is brought down by the Beis Yosef in Sim Kufa in Ches, and by the Lachos of Kufa's Ebel Chomim. It's brought down over there by the Bach. And the Amal Allah brings it down. The Amal says over there, brings down the Marek, and says these two tonight, it has to be Beli Tam, to be over there, or has to be a son of Sneas. Makes a job of a chiluk between how it caused the Marek, but Maisa, that's the Yisoy, too, is certain Beli Tam, or son of Sneas. And Betzim is not only Marek, you look at the Marzah, the Abayz and Abayz, it's the Ran over there also, and of course the Rebosh and Shulam, and Simon Kufn and Ches. We have different Rishonim, and that's how the Amal and Maisa Paskins. So it comes out, if you understand the Geddes, either you have a choice, it has to be either Beli Tam or Chson HaTznias. What's the Chson having trees in your house on the shores? You have a tree in your house, you have a Tam. Why? You want to be Zeichu, remember it and down for it. Chson HaTznias about not Chson HaTznias. What's wrong with having it? Therefore it says the Shalom Meshib and Masha, they quote this Rivosh and Chorot the Marek, telling Apizeh, Apidah, Mala, Lofa, there's no concern to having Imamis inside your house. Mai said there is a Tam and no Chson HaTznias. Why not? Why can't you have it? Chorot is the Fidah Amal. However, there are two Gemaras. There's Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Beis and Beis. There's a Gemara in Bezor and Daf Yud Aleph of an Aleph. Over there, both Gemaras is the same question. There's a Lacha that Soifin al Malachim loy midarkei Amori. A person can burn upon Malachim and thoks from midarkei Amori. Meaning, a Melach passes away and he has his bed or he has his Tashmishim. The Klai Yisrael can burn his Tashmishim, no problem. Then the Gemara, why can he burn it? Might say, who burns the God of the Malachim? The Goyim. It should be a son of Hussein Lois Aleichu. So going after going to Chor should be over in Issa Dereiso. So the two Gemaras, each one gives a different terence. The Gemaras in Hendrin and Beis and Beis, the answers, Kim the Sefer Dereiso, burning the Tashmishma of Melochim, it says already in Yeriyot, already it says in Mach. Therefore, Loin Menayim Kogaminan, we're not looking after them. It says in the Torah, therefore we can do what we want. We're not following them, it states in the Torah already. That's Gemaras in Hendrin. The Gemara about Zara. And it's the same question, how can we serve upon the Malachim? The answer is a different terrors. The Gemara says, Loi chukuhi, it's not a chayik, what? Elach shivoisihi, it's in the chashivas. We're burning it, why? To show the chashivas of a melech, but it's not a chayik for a void zara, it's not a chayik. Who are the two Gemaras? It's the same question. It gives two different answers. One terrors again, it's not a chayik. Another terrors is that, might say, we do it, what it says in the Torah. And the answer is a series of Gemaras. Some of them are showing the five different answers. If you want to look in Malam Lahoyal, Chelk Al Sim Tazayin, he goes through the 5 minute Mahal from Malam Rishayim, or the Sri Deishim, Shuman Chelkim, Sim Tzadikim. We'll go with one Mahalach, or two Mahalachim. One is Taishas Mahalach. Taishas answers there are two different Chayks. Not like the Marik. Marik learned the two Chayks, one's Beli Tam, and one's Chason and Sneers. Comes from Taishas, says a different thing, what is Get of Chukas Akum. One is, there's a Chayk that's been done for Avodah Zarah, there's a law that's done for Avodah Zarah, and there's a chayk of hevel v'shtus. Nothing to do with the Avodah Zarah. Going to do things, why? For no reason. Two separate chayks. Chayk of hevel v'shtus, and the chayk of what? Of Avodah Zarah. Says Taisvis, if it's a chayk of Avodah Zarah, even if the Torah says it, we cannot do it anymore. He gives a marshal, says Taisvis. The Ovis, they built a matzeva. Kishbarchu was beloved in the eyes of Kishbarchu that the Ovis had a matzeva. Now the going, in the time the Torah is given, they built matzevas. Came up Kishbarchu and said, I do not want a matzeva anymore. Why? Because Goyim do it. That means even though it was, we did it first, and we have nothing to do with them, but what's the chayk l'avoy d'zara? We did not want Chai Yisrael to do it. That's one thing. Then there's chayk l'hevel v'shtus. That makes no sense. Chayk l'hevel v'shtus is nothing to do with avoy d'zara, but if ma'aseh, it says in the Torah it's mutter, it says in the Torah it's mutter. That means it comes out according to Taisis, if you have a tam for what you're doing, but it says in the Torah, you have no enter. We don't care what you're doing it for. If it's Chayk Lavad Zara, it's never Motor. If it's Chayk Helvashtos, if it says in the Torah, then it's Motor. That's it. If you're doing it for your own reasons, not saying the Torah, it's also Gomer. Therefore, the going in the Kufa Yechaz, in the Sukkot Zayin, where the Amos says his Geder is totally upon Tam or Sneas, he says, Tmiya, you forgot the Gemara. The Gemara is an engine that when they says what? It's totally upon what the Torah says or not. What do you do with the Gemara? And as Mamash, he writes Tmur Ma'oid on side of the Ram, and side of the Ramah, and he says also Adir in the words of Marek, and he argues Stark and says they're wrong. You forgot the Gemara? And says they're going to go with Mahalakam Taisis. Mahalakam Taisis again is, if you have a Tam, it's still Osir, unless it says in the Torah. That's going to Mahalak. Based upon this, the Chokhmah Sodom, Now in Yodei and Klal Peites, you bring down the place Malach and the going, it says if he's there, that's why Ilan is there also. Ilan is, you can have all the time you want while we have Ilan is. But the Maisa, it's a Choy Klal Hoy Dezaro, if it's a Choy Klal Hoy Dezaro, it still is also. Because the Maisa, even if it says in the Torah will be also. If it will be Choy Klal Hoy Dezaro, it's still also. Unless it's in the Torah, and the Choy Klal Hoy Dezaro, it's also anyway. Therefore it says the going, the Choy Klal Hoy Dezaro, still is also. Because Maisa is Choy Klal Hoy Dezaro, you can have all the time in the world, and still it's going to be also. So we have Maisa, two different svaras of what the Gedder of Chukas Amim is. Again, we have the Gedder of the Ramah, come from the Ran and Marik. The Choyk is either Plitam or Chanam Tzniyas. Or you have the Goyim to Malach Halacha from Taisvis. A Choyk Lava Zara is two things. Either Choyk Lava Zara is also, and there's no Heter at all. And a Choyk for Helpers just only Heter the Torah says so. However, our own time, we don't care. We want to do it for our own reasons, not to love the Heter. Now, the Maisa, how can answer up the Gemara Sanhedrin on that debate with the Ramah? Again, the Ramah saying Blit Elas or Chson and Tzniyas, those two cases won't be Chson and Chayk. The Maisa of the Gemara says that Dafkin says in the Torah, why am I leaving out? So this Kasha again, the going by Pesachin, the Mitzvah Chinuch, the Mitzvah Reis Arveis by Pesachin, the Matthew Yehuda also in Tzim Tavkuf, Pe'alot by Pesachin. However, there are different Malachim. One Malach is Ramshek and Shubal in Yodea and Kuf Samachai. He wants to say in his first Malach, he's saying Shad upon the Ritva, and the Ritva's first Malach, that the Ritva is the Maestro, we have a Gemara, it's an Ezra, the Gemara of Zara. In fact, the Ritva is Kasha, still, one Gemara says totally that no Choyk was Shivas, and the other Gemara says that Echnami says in the Torah, therefore it's Mutter, says the Ritva, Echnami steers the Sugis. Not like the Sugis, one Sugis, always other than Sugis. However, the Ritva ends up, which one is the Iker Sugis, the one that's an Ezra is the Iker. The Iker one that says in the Torah, it's Mutter, not saying the Torah, it's also. So the Ramshik, must be the Ran, the Marik, agree the same concept. So Machlokes HaSugyos, they'll come out, the Ikas Sugyos, which? The one of Avodah Zara. Avodah Zara is Ikas Sugyos. If there's not a Choyk, in Echlami it's Mutter. If you have a Tal, it'll be Mutter. That's the Ramshik's first Malach. However, the Ran himself is an engine that the base is his Kasha. He himself is his, and he answers it. In the Oresh, himself in Kedushin, the Yashav, and Ayin Lovah base, he says, Bechura, the Goyim did not see the Ran was out of print then. Even though if you look in the history, there was a print 30 years earlier, assuming he didn't see it yet. But Maisa, the going did not see this Ran yet. And the Ran is his Kasher. And he answers, again, we have serious Gemaras. One Gemara says that if it's not a Choyk, if you're doing it for the Shivas. Another Gemara says it's not a Choyk, why don't you try to say so? And the Ran, Pshat is, if there is a Tam, it's Mutter. I don't care where the Tam comes from. With the Tamkhad we serve, we're going from Malachim, is why the Torah says so. That's our Tam. Not that we need the Torah to be Matthew Chukas Akim. Really, we don't care if the Torah says, the Torah doesn't say it. As long as we have good enough reason, we're not going after the Goyim, that's Mutter. With our Tam by the Gun of Malachim, our Tam is, the Torah says so. That is our Tam. But why do we go after Tam? We don't look at what the Torah says. Torah is enough to give us, that's enough of a Tam, that itself is a Tam. Once we have a Tam, do whatever you want, that's Mutter. So again, the get of Chukas Akim says Iran is what? As long as we have a time for it, it's Mutter, as long as that's Shonim Tzniyas. So again, come out two different Malachim. We have said that most Malachim with Iran, that by Chukas Akim, if we have a time with it, it's Mutter, as long as that's Shonim Tzniyas. According to Goyin, it's Osir, unless it says in the Torah. So go back to trees, go back to Machloikis. By trees, if it's Mutter also, the Kamachem will want Matur, that's the Kam people are knowing that way. Maestro, we have a Ramah. The Ramah says, once we're doing it for a Tam, by trees, we have a Tam to put it into our houses. On Shavuos, one, because it won't be Zeicher, the Indian that we are being done on Palm Paris, and it will misfile for it. The point that Ramah should be Mutter, point the Goyim. You can have all the time that you want, but safe or safe, it's a Chukas of a Zer, therefore it's also. The Lot, how do we pass it? So there are, again, just to quote the Shitas, Chachzadim, the Maestro is Machmer. The Chachzadim says also already the Minig is to be Mevotel. The Dakar Chaim Mashal, the Munkach, says, according to the Meis Hosker, the Roy Kahilas Chasidim also already Mevat this Minig. They do not have the Minig to have Ilan inside their shuls, even though you go to Chasidim, they seem to do have their, these branches there. The Maestro, he says, Roy Kins Chasidim were not great Mevat the Minig. The Meis Hosker says this way, the Nechnami, they were Mevat away this Minig. Atzal Hasheni, you have Masham, Sain Das Torah, and Sain Urchas Chaim. You were over there, he tiny stark, he calls to Rivosh, and he calls to Shalmation, Lamaisa should be Mutter, Lamaisa we're doing it, we have a time for it. the formation of it in Yad Sholem, in Rish Gimel, and in the Yosef Drachim, also is Mekel. And Lechora, the Satchel Mekel is Ramah. They went to Moshe and asked him, Maisa Andrei Paskin, so Moshe Yodei, the Chalek and Dalet. He says, Maisa, the Chushufa said, the Vach, the Minig, Minig, the Minig, so Lechora, it really depends. If you have the Minig in your house, do it ready. You have a Ramah, a Lechora, you should be Lismach. I don't think you should argue what to do. But Maestro, we start the minig that about the Moshe, the minig already was in vote for you, so you have no point to restart the minig. Now, to take this, once you have the schedule here, let's go take the schedule, because I'm to different cases around here. Marshall, can you give money to kids on Chanukah? Give presents on Chanukah? Was the problem with Chukas Akim? So, Kiddua, on Xmas, they give presents also, going to their children, to their friends. Could you do the same thing in Chanukah? Is it problem with Chukas Akim? So, you can maybe tell you that money is different than the present. They give physical things, matanas, and we give money. It's not the same thing. But people in Chanukah even give presents, the lad after money. In Choshbiya, this Shiloh, so it'll come out, it really depends. If you want to see the going, Maisa's Chukas Avodah Zarah, Maisa do it after Chukas Avodah Zarah, they give presents. Or even Chukas Avodah Zarah, you have no Makar in the Torah that says to give money in Chanukah. They don't even have Chanukah, they don't Makar. Chukas, the going you're dealing with in Israel, so Chukas Avodah. However, if you go with Ramah, the Ramah says the belief time is also. Here is their top, the difference from the Rakham Neski and Mr. Yaakov says the reason why we give money to children, he has a top that says we should give money to Urbain and we should send it to the children, she gave money to the children. Well, others wrong one time because Chanukah is the end of Simcha and we give Simcha by giving money, therefore we have a top. But Oyd Yaakov Neski wants a taina, not that we took it from them, they took it from us. We really had a spinning before them, they came on the Goyim and they had Xmas and they took this idea from us. So the Etzim, according to the Ramah, if you say this, well, the Chorukum and Ramah be water. Why? Because Maestro, we're doing it, we have a time, we're not going after them, they took it from us, and they don't keep on doing it. The Chorukum and the Gunner should be also. The Armin Hakim, some of Maestro do it. The Yaakov Neski himself, he gave in the fifth night of Chanukah. The Stipe himself gave, and also the Chanukah. The Chorukum and the Gunner, the Shlor, should be also, unless you want time, the money might be dropped, it might be different than giving presents. Another case in the Gay around the year is the Ramah and Simon Tokuk Pei Aleph. It speaks about fasting Erev Rosh Hashanah. Over there, the minhag of Klai Yisrael is fast Erev Rosh Hashanah based upon the Medrash. The Ramah says you should eat or bring down Rav Noigim, a lot of people are noig to eat before Alois HaShachar. Why? Because the Goyim in those days when they had their Yom Tov, that day before they would fast. And therefore, Klai Yisrael fasts Erev Rosh Hashanah, says Ramah, Chukas Ha'am, you're going after the ways of going. Therefore, says Ramah, Noigim, Rav Noigim, a lot of people are noig to eat before Alois to show that no, we're not being like the Goyim. That's what we're coming to show. Maestro, let's try to understand it. Silent feed the Ramah and silent feed the Goyim. According to the Goyim, Lechora, this Indian is either a Choy Hel Vashtos or a Choy Kavod Zara. Maestro, Lechora, a person will have to eat. Now, Ram Goyim, Lechora, you'll have to eat. Problem with Lechora, Amen. According to the Ramah, Lechora, Faker, what's the answer? We in the Maestro are doing it. Why? Based upon the marriage, we are fasting Erev Rosh Hashanah as the end of Tshuva. We have a time for it. No chesed and tznius. Chor, we should have a right to fast. And there should be no intervening before Alois. Chor v'shana mo is very good. The Ramah does not say you have to. Why can the best we hold like the Ram Marik that you don't have to? He says, Rav Noikim, why? The Maestro, this is Tosh Hashita. The Ramah is masking, this is the Tosfos. And to be marked, when people are pushing the Tosh Hashita, it's only Erev Rosh Hashanah. But not that you have to. The Ramah is very good as words. Rav Noikim, because he bets me you don't have to, because there is a time for it. El Lechor, the feed the gun. Lechor should be a chiv that you would have to eat before Alois. However, it could be there's different. The Maestro, the person over there did not say it's a chiv. Didn't see anyone said there is a chiv to eat before Alois. Could be there's two chlukim. One is the whole Indian of Hussein Mois Leichu, is that Dafka Bikum Asai, you eat Moshe Baal Taisa. Let's say you sit and you're doing nothing. And the way by just doing nothing, naturally you imitate Goyim. Let your head go along. You're not doing your Bikum Asai, Moshe Baal Taisa. Says the Yayimich and Shuvah in the Chelik Beis, saves them in the Tesvav. The whole is the Dafka Bikum Asai. Moshe Baal Taisa, you're sitting and doing nothing, there's no Issa of Hussein Mois Leichu. So come out, you're not going to eat before Alois. You're not eating, why? It's not Bikum Asai, it's Shev Baal Taisa. Could be even the Goyim himself be masking them. No, is it not to even follow us? It's one star. Another time is the Matta Yehuda. Matta Yehuda, he's not coming out of the Goyim. He wrote this before the Goyim. He's in the, he lived in the 1700s. He asked this question. Instead of he toys this, he goes to Mala toys this. The Chor should be also, and he should have a Chiv to eat before follow us. Says the Matta Yehuda, he answers, that what do we eat before? Why do we fast Erev Rosh Hashanah? Based upon the Medrash, it says, Lekachtem, Lechem, Yemishan, that we take Dalminim on the first day of Sukkot, Yom Mishan. In fact, the Medrash, it's not the first day of the month, it's the 12th, the 10th, 12th, it's the 15th day of the month. So the Medrash, we should not avoid this first day of the Medrash, and the Medrash goes on saying why? Because Tzaddikim fast every Shana. The Beit Din fast on Esos Mei Tshuva. And Klai Yisrael fast on Yom Kippur. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu takes away a third of avoidance on Erev Hashanah, Kadosh Baruch Hu takes away another third on Esos Mei Tshuva, takes away another third on Yom Kippur. Therefore, we have no avoidance left. We should have avoidance is on Sukkot. So it comes out, saying, says matter, you don't know my answer, we have it in the Torah. It's either a drush in the Torah, it's a real chiv in the Torah to fast, the tzaddikim. Or you can tell me it's a smachta, but my the going hold, if it's a makar from the Torah, or echnami, and a choik of helvashtus, if it's a makar from the Torah, and echnami, you have a right to fast. If one's saying that this is a choik helvashtus, and you have a right to fast, why can you have a makar from the Torah? Like if you want to mention, makar from the Torah is motor. Just like this Torah beer, Chur is not Chur Kel Vashtus, Chur, it sounds like it's Chur Kel Vashtus, then even if you have a Kor from the Torah, it won't be good enough. But maybe he held this Chur Kel Vashtus, because they don't have, there wasn't made Yuchat Kel Vashtus, Torah beer. Fine, but that's the Maisa, why, again, the Makar, the Ramah is saying, Noigim Harmi, a lot of people are Noigim Maisa to eat, Rav Noigim to eat Maisa before Alois HaShacha on Erev Hashanah. Another case around the year, is what the Shadow of Pashtim discussed, is Thanksgiving. That's the second to last Thursday of November in Switzerland, in America. People have Thanksgiving and some people eat turkey. So you don't have Thanksgiving and eat turkey on Thanksgiving. Chora, you deal with the Shalom Chubis Amin. Now this Shalom is Tzayel Fi the Goyin and Tzayel Fi the Ramah. Why the Shalom, is this a Chayk Shal Hevel Shus? Is it, or is it no Chayk at all? It's not Hevel Shus, or is it Chayk with the Tam? Does it have a Tam? What is it? Why did I do it for? So Moshe Shuvah and Archaim and Chalakei, he wrote to the Rebbe Ephraim. He wrote in the Rosh Chodesh year, Tov Shem Mem Aleph, 1981. He wrote the Isser to celebrate Thanksgiving, also Isser Chukos Ha'akim. A month and a half later, he wrote to Rav Teichman, it's printed in the Yerdeh, Chalak Dalet, in the Igros Moshe, in the RJJ journal, in number 2, Rav Teichman has a shtickle on it. There Moshe wrote him, and he writes over there, Rav Moshe starts off saying that Avadi give thanks on Thanksgiving. You can't give thanks, this motor. So, Chodesh stayed between two emotions. So came on the third emotion, half a month later on, Rav Yehoshua Tamler also printed in the Yodei Chelek Dalet and Sibuk HaBeis, and Rav Tamler asked him this question, what happened in the two tshuvas? So Moshe answers, he's been so big, the first Pshat Ramah, the Ramah said two things, B'li Tam, it is again, in the Chukas Amin, and Chson of Sinis in the Chukas Amin. What does it mean B'li Tam? So Ramah says B'li Tam is also why? Because the Shemit Ba'oidus Chavim, it shows, it has a shtickle smell, it's a strach of Avodah Zarah. Let's say somebody has no sheikhs of Avodah Zarah, but it's B'li Tam. Is that, what does that ulcer? The word of the Ramah is why? B'li Tam is ulcer, strach of Avodah Zarah. Let's say it's not strach of Avodah Zarah, but still B'li Tam. What is the Ikka point of the Ramah? B'li Tam is Ikka point? Or the Ikka point is strach of Avodah Zarah, it's Shemit Avodah Zarah. So Moshe Yodei Chalik Al wants to make them machlokes between the Marik and the Ram, between the Ramah and the Ram, Marik. But Rav Yehi's Mesubik, even Ramah himself, what is the Ikka point of the Ramah? And one said, "Not coming to be Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving has nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. Nothing to do with it. However, what was Thanksgiving for? Because a few hundred years ago, the Philkins had one time a harsh winter. They survived the harsh winter. They celebrated very nice. They had turkey with the Indians. They celebrated. So they had other times harsh winter. They survived it. They were very happy. They celebrated. And the first celebration was in the summer, not how they have now in the winter. They celebrated in the summer. Now." Because something happened a few hundred years ago that they survived something, so the Moshe, it's helpless to us, it's not okay. No reason to think now, a few hundred years later, that some people, 100 years earlier, happened. Maisa always been the darius, always been tsarius, people always survived harsh times, and we're always still around, and they give thanks for them, it's nourished. That's helpless to us. So it's B'li Tam, this new Thanksgiving, yet there's no Shemit L'Avodah Zarah, it's nothing to do with L'Avodah Zarah. Which one's the Iker? That was the Moshe Safik. What is the main point over here? So he says, when I first wrote to Rebbe Ephraim, I said the Chok of Avodah Zarah, he got an end of Tshuva, he writes at the end, I'm still the Sufik. Right? He wants to say the Chok of Avodah Zarah, but I'm a Sufik. When he writes to Rav Teich, when he wants to matter it, he's asking me, he ends up saying, the Maestro, look, Avad, if you do a big fias, Avad, if you do a big fias, if you do a big fias every year, and you make it a mitzvah, Chok Mamashi, you have to do it a big fias. So he's saying, that was the Sufik, I wasn't exactly sure exactly how do you look at it, what is the main point of Ramah? Therefore he says the Maisa Majin the third time, the third letter, he said, Ikam Nuitur, that's also the Gamri. Why? Because Ramah himself he ends up in the Sefer, the only time it's winter is Lutter Ellis. He adds in that not the answer is B'li Tam, when it's not Shem Slavat Zara, the answer is Dapka Lutter Ellis. Dit van Moshe dat leidt om een adapte van het slus. Alles is motor. Het noot alles in de gram iets alser. Dit van wat tijd is nooit een Thanksgiving. Je moet als de gram in is de reis om. Dit van je weet dat je beter persoon is dat. Celebrate Thanksgiving. If you agile, get together and you, because you have day off from work and you get together, you're not celebrating Thanksgiving. About that smutter, when you agile, the smutter machine one time got a served turkey on that day, fine, about to clean it, but they're not doing it for that reason. However, to go, Mahathas, go eat turkey, you go celebrate, says the Moshe, it's nice to say it's the rest of Kukas Amin. The Pachadiskok, Nigeris, and Kuftes, over there he has a tshuva about the certain yontif, it does not say which yontif he's talking about. We look at the turkey and the yontif, a rice in parentheses, he's talking about Thanksgiving. But we know Pachadis can write about it also. But it's not the Mephash in this Indian because it gives Shvach by the Medina we're in. It's not because even Klai Yisrael, Evel the Maisa Sarkol, so if it's also. Also that way the Mishnah Lokas, the Nashra Klanich, the Gyud Tzim Kuf Dezayin, also noted that way he has another reason one wants to be Machmer. One saying you cannot celebrate on Thanksgiving. In the RJJ journal and number 30, he had a letter he quotes from David Cohen. David Cohen writes about it's also going to celebrate to have Thanksgiving. He says, if we get together, I got that small turkey, people have a day off, but celebrate that's also. Why is Sadafi the drench for it's also, and Sadafi the Mo's also? But another challenge again is in is what about clothing? How can we change styles ever? How can we go from a double breasted suit to three buttons, to two buttons? My son, why are we doing it for? Because that's very decided in France, what the style is. Or how can you go from a long coat to a short coat? But my son, we're following the ways of going, what is the head to ever change your clothing? So, first, is there an Indian for Gideon to have clothing Yuchat different than Goyim? So this is why Rick and Truman's and Church Peches said there's no Indian for Gideon to have different than Goyim. First, there's no point that we should be different. That's in the Begzayas to it, we in Islam is not going to be different. Now, once we are different, can we follow them? So Moshe of the Shuvah in the Shuvah was printed in 1952, he wrote in 1952, the people came from Poland, and they went to America, and they want to know if they can change their long socks and then bring a short jacket with also motor. So Moshe says, let's go to the reasons. The Pidi Amal and Mariam, Maisa no Shemitz of Zara. Why are you doing it? It's for the style. Kote Amal, Malach, Malachura, it won't be a problem. In one time, even feel the Goyim says, what that give it's a Chaykh of Zara or Chaykh of Ashtos. No Chaykh, it's not Yuchid for them. Only when it's Yuchid for them, that Goyim witness, then the Hanami is also. It's not Yuchid for them. The time is, sign whether the Yid and the Goyim start wearing the same attire at the same time. Sometimes the new style comes out, Yid and the Goyim, both of them start wearing it. That's not Yuchid for them. But even the Goyim wore it for it first. They start wearing the three-button jackets first, before the Yidin did it. But the Maisa is not Miyuchud to the Goyim. The style was made for everybody. They did it for everyone. Goyim have to wear it first. What's not Miyuchud to them, a body can change styles. And therefore, Maisa, everyone does change styles every 10 years. Makes a lot of business, wonderful. Maisa, make it in a body's water. He also says it's time to say it's motor. But it does bring down that people do have a meaning to change certain things. The marshal, it brings down that people have the buttons instead of having it on the right side, on the left side, upon the right side, to show Echami that Eden are different. So he ends up a math and a couple of rafal, about to make a deal, you don't have to, because I see you're not doing it as fake. No, you have a time for it, it's not used with them, and sign up their own, sign up for the girl, Echami, you would be motor. However, let's say you have a beggar that's preachers, then the Quran will be also. That about is nichol chukas goyim. What is the example? The Ramon's example is a preacher. He says wearing red. Wearing red, the Ramon says you cannot write, you cannot wear. Why? It's chukas am goyim wear it. What is the reason? The reason is based. It's a side a girl, side a boy. Red attracts attention. Attracts attention. That's the mahalas of Klai Yisrael. We are a betzina. We are tznuim. We hide ourselves. And therefore, we don't want to attract attention. The words of the Shach when he quotes the Marik, he says, on red, it's Mesiris b'yadenu lahakbid alvishus adam l'vnei imenu. It's a Mesiris b'yadenu implying itself, wear makbid not to wear red. Not talking about dark girls, talking about even men, in Jacket 2 being the case of men, that even men, we cannot wear red, it's a Mesiris b'yadenu implying itself, we don't wear red. The Sheva Levi and Shuman Chalik Vav, he wants to say that Tinoikis and Tinoikim Echami, they can't. There's no it's upon them. Them maybe not attracting attention, does make difference they attract, I'm not sure. Maisi says, on them not problem. However, once it becomes the age of Chinuch, about the Mechatham, not to wear red. Mekarachai, Mechavasyon, Timurit HaMpein says to wearing red is more in the din. He also says wearing black, but he says wearing red also more in the din. And the Be'em Moshe and Shuman Chalik Dalad, he writes, he gives examples that in the pieces of wearing red, he's talking about girls, he says, say wearing a blouse, say a skirt, say a stockings, say, he says, a ribbon in your hair, say a headband, anything you wear that's red, echnami, you're even as a pizza, which is called also mithril. من كده أخوك سأعقل. فتاعك تشوفه إن سمن كل ما يخص إن سكون تزاين he wants to say that myself is man as a it's not أخوك سأعقل not the way it's going to wear red anymore going don't you could wear red it's not made specifically for what Zara wants and maybe it's man as a it is mutter man as a feel what that should be matter it's circle so it be son of sneers still should be son but man as a hear the tzad if you're not the cousin world wants to matter wearing red as man as a the Rabban's get is either Lee Thomas is a chayk amin or Chayim Tzis is a chayk amin. That's goyish. Goyish is Chayim Tzis. You're going ways of goyish. Those are goyish. It's a goyish to attract attention is a goyish. Even either way is goyish.
You can't actually have color work again. You got dressed up in red. It's something.
Is there? You kind of not attracting attention, but that's to be showing who just who you are. But my point is, shaft it's Messiah Beidenu. I'm not sure. Shailah. Let's say if something the guy wants for, and we don't wear this, and they don't wear it anymore, then the Paiskim, a lot of the Batsans have gone bays, and it's put down Mechitz Chinuch, like a Chuvah, and the Moshin Chuvah Yadechel bays. Once they warp, they don't wear it anymore, but there's no issue of going after Chukas Akim. A Kamina Lamashul is wearing a Yamko. Wearing Yamko, the Taz begins down in Simnechas, you have to wear Yamko as because the Akim Shnako, the ways of going, that they go bareheaded. Therefore, we wear Maisa Yamko. So, my father, Avi Mori, he once was going to work in the 1960s, work in a certain place, and he asked Moshe specifically, does he have to wear Yamko? And Moshe told him, no, you don't have to. He might say, listen, he wore Yamko and he lost the possession for it. Why didn't he go someplace else? Maisa, the Moshe no. And Maisa, look his arm and what's the shaiva? So Maisa, now that Achuba is a Moshe blueprint in Yodei Chalidalad, in Archaim Chalidalad, the Moshe before Shulei, he's mad to it. And Maisa, what do you do with Lucas Akim? So Moshe explains that this man is there, Sandagir, it changes the phenotype, just like going used to be mapped not to work around with whatever the hair coming to have on or have it off. Maisa, this man is there, people take off their yamko all the time, not for religious reasons or why, because they're more comfortable. Once they're more comfortable, so the fact you're taking it off doesn't show anything you're doing on Chukas Akim. Why? It's not as more comfortable, it's more convenient, it's more easier. Therefore, Moshe wants to tell you that anything in the student gets in earthly and they have no right to ask her. As Moshe is, let's say a religion comes along and says, oh, chicken, Gewaldic chicken is our cook, we have to eat chicken. Also, we can eat chicken. They can come along and ask her things that everyone eats that's good for them. The disease is, people know, the disease is that people like eating it. You can't ask such things. Things that are strange, they can come make a chuk upon it. And we have to follow that also. But things that everyone does anyway, Bell, could eat chicken, that's the most example, Eglav Babli Mutter. Who didn't know, this man is there. Everyone, people don't wear their yarmulkes. Why? Because, just for convenient reasons. So, Eglav, the first little chuk, everyone said, is no chuk, and even if it is a chuk, the kid asks you, there's nothing to do with the chuk, because I'm in the day for a vada for panosa, he says you can't be mekel. What? It's another case. Of course, those won't be chukas akim. Another case, they get to. Let's say, you're talking about red, let's say the yidis are wearing red. Or let's say any beggar that echram the yidis are wearing the iser. Some wearing the iser, they know right, they're wearing the iser because I'm listening to leifu. Because all the yidis have right to follow them. Can you follow them or not? So the Chamtoy Ben Truman of Chaim Tzim Kuf Intense, he's speaking about the issue of shaving. But our place can ask the shaving after the same list of Leichu. Besides this, we're Yilbash, besides us, we're using a tar. But then the third issue of the same list of Leichu. Now this issue says, the Chamtoy Ben Truman, he tells us, first of all, even if it was Osir, he didn't do it, and we were Yuchud, we're separated from going only going shaved, and he didn't do not shave. But Maisa, he didn't, the issue start shaving, right? People were, in his time, were shaved. Therefore, once Yidin Be'issa doing it, people afterwards follow Ilichnami, there is no issue at all. Why? Because you're not following the Goyim anymore, you're following other Yidin. Once other Yidin do things Be'issa, you have a right to Be'issa. Why? You're not following the Goyim, you're following Yidin. Don't do this, we see also by Loyal Bash, Maisa, men start wearing girls' clothing. First men did it with Ibn Isser. However, other men to follow them, Ichnami Dal Bimutta, that's around Shitul Alokhla, we don't pass it like the Rashba, Ichnami will not follow other Yidin that did things Be'issa. So they'll be allowed to follow other people who do things Be'issa, the Lashon of Sam Sofer is, Ein Boi Shum, Nivnu the Pikpuk Klal, I feel a Reiche Isser Ein Boi. There's no Reiche Isser at all, and if I'm the person who's going to go after other Yidin, even if they did it Be'issa. Another case in the Gerti Yidden is, what about calling a person by a Goyisha name? Is that Mutter? Was that some of Fukus Alim? So first, about the Indian to call a person by a Goyisha name, that's Dov Mekuno. We went out of the Mitzrayim. Why? Because we're not Mishana our clothing. And we're also not, we did not change our language, we did not change our names. So my Avada, we should try to have a Yisha name. However, you're even Israel having a Goyisha name. So Apisora, say you take the Goyin's reason, say you take the Amos reason. Why are you doing it for? You're doing it not Litam, you like this name, you have a reason for it. And might say not doing it as Chukas Am, there's no Chuk of Avoid Zara, it's not Yuchid for them to have this Goyisha name. It's like a beg is not Yuchid for them, they can follow their styles, Chud, the name's not Yuchid for them. Unless you want to say anything with a Christopher, those might be Osir, because that's my Yuchid for them, because it's the name of his, of himself, the first couple of letters are his name. But otherwise, Ba'etim, most names are not negated to their religion, not Yuchid for them. Therefore, Lechura, there won't be any Isser by calling them the name of a Goyish name. Therefore, in Shuvo, the Rashdam, in Yodeh, in Simon Kuftanak Tens, he writes, Vada person snap from Ikadin Smutter, it makes you write like more Gittin, Dafir Alf and Bays. The Gemara there says you get a get which is signed by, it looks like a Goyisha name. If it came from Chuslaritz, it's Beseder. Why? She wrote Yisrael, she was Chuslaritz, she was saying Kishem is Akim. Wait, names of Yidin and Chuslaritz, the names of Goyim, the Gemara says it. So see, about they weren't over Yisrael and they let them sign in the get, about the kosher. So about that, we see a person can have a Goyisha name. That's how also Ramesh and Shuvah goes this way, that a person can have a Goyisha name in Archaim Chelik Hei. And also Mishnah Loch has a Chelik Dalet, some Kufi Dalet. God says, he's Moisif, however, we have to make sure the person has a Rosh, he can have a name of a Rosh. The however, Atah Hashani, the Maram Shik, in Kuf Sal Chetes, he writes over there that it's Issa Dereisa to call a Yid by Goyisha name. Why? Ba'abla Esther Min Ha'abim. You have to separate yourself from Goyim. The might you're calling him by Goyisha name, you're even Issa from the same way Salaychu. Might you're not separating yourself from Goyim. That's in the Daka Chuba Mekzian Tzim Kuf Ha'in Ches. The Rav Shalva says the answer. And why Tzorchi and why Ma'is Salaychu? Sayati the Goyim Shmimot, the Sayati the Amosh Shmimot, those are two Ikashitas. I'm not sure why the Ma'amshik is Ma'amshik. And the different Achim, when he is the Ma'amshik, and might say he's Ma'amshik. His skill was mentioned. Again, we have different arguments on Shavuos. One minute is to have trees in the house, another minute is to have grass and sovereign. The Mishmur brings out the going to the Vat, the Inn of Ilanis. The Vat, the Inn of Asovim, the Maisa, Tzorachim, the Shashailah, is the Vat or not. The minute is certainly not to have Asovim. There is an Issa to go after the way of the Goyim. This Issa is the Kulam, is Issa Raisa. Now there are two Ikashitas of the Issa Chukas Amen. The one Ikashita is the Ramos Shita Lalofa from Marik, that the Issa Daka, if it's a Belit Tam or if it's a Son of Tzias. A second Shita is the Goyim Shita, that either Chuk of Zara is always also, or Chuk for a helpless just motive, it says in the Torah. And Nachmina is again, trees, Maisa has a Tam for it, except Maisa not saying the Torah, according to Goyim also, according to the Ramos Choshmi Motor. Another Nachmina could be money in Hanukkah, another Nachmina could be an Erev Rosh Hashanah, Kentine, let's say Shabbat is different. Maisa Thanksgiving, the person do want to ask, you can celebrate Yuchid for it. However, what about styles, clothing, that will know his Motor, because not doing it go after Goyim, and they will not make Yuchid for Goyim, neither clothing you're allowed to. However, Pizzas is also, again, wearing red is also, color oil, no. And wearing a yarmulke is not a zeh, if it's for as the parnosah, there's a heter, won't be any iser. And calling a yid by a goyish name, the machmir of beer, al meisel seems to be the ikip sak is lahakum. In davening, we say, Baruch Elokeinu Shebo'el Lechvoidoi, V'hivdi Lanu Min HaToyim, V'nos Lanu Torah Semes. Give HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thanks, that he separated us from Toyim, and he gave us the Torah. Two separate things. He separated us from Toyim, and also V'nos Lanu Torah Semes. That means even without having the Torah, we're thinking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're separated from the Goyim. Now what we think every day, that there's Goyim and there's Yidin. We are separate, we're not in the Chukas Amen, we don't go after them. We see also that right now, before Shavuos, we were Am before him, we had Tzias Mitzrayim, we already came Am Yisrael, we already came Klal Yisrael, and then we got to Shavuos, but we got Matan Torah later. The two separate things, the Torah is a blueprint of how to live life, how to go with the Mahalach of life, but the Maaseh, there's an Indian Miyuchah of being an Am Yisrael and Am Tzegulo, without the Indian Torah, we can think that Rosh Baruch Hu being an Am, that the Atzmoy, that we're a Mechalach, we're separated from Rosh Baruch Hu, from the Goyim. Sometimes people have a gosha, they're embarrassed of walking around in certain areas, go to America, they want to wear a hat, they're embarrassed, they put the page behind their ears. The mice are something to be proud upon, well, I'm Segula, we showed up, we are separate, we are different, we are miyuchud, and the mice it's a milah we have. We should have a gosh to feel this milah that we are an am segula. However, also we should not go around showing it off. We should not the in the tzniyas. We also should not go attract attention. Not try to get going to look at us. 2 points: we should be proud of it. We're separated from them, but yet we should not attract attention. The in the son of tzniyas is also a goyish mahalach. Going there, son of tzniyas, we have to be marking from them, and also not try to attract them. Thank you. This is reserved to be mabdul min ha'toyim.